Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heaven or hell.
Lemon face. Lemon face.
All right.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Ghost Podcast, episode 328. This is Jorge.
Buenos ding dong diddly dees. Yo soy Maddie Ding Dong.
Howdy, Maddie Dingley. This is Ree.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Well, hi, fellers.
Hey. Hi, buddy.
Welcome back.
We're actually recording on a Tuesday.
It's on a Tuesday?
We're on a Tuesday.
It's kind of early. We always do this thing where we're like, we're going to record, and then it's like an hour later, and then we're kind of recording.
Yeah, that's earlier than we normally start.
That's true. That's true. Rhett would barely be on his way over here.
Yep. At the previous position.
Yeah. I got to be up first thing in the morning, which sucks.
Oh, let's get right into that.
What?
What happened,
yeah,
Matt?
What happened?
I had to go back to work.
I'm sorry this happened to
it's
you, man.
It's awful. It's the worst. It's the worst. I hate work. I hate it so much.
Look, socialism has crept its way into your soul.
I don't appreciate it. I don't like it. Year. I don't want it.
So
don't you want to help the economy, bro?
I don't want to help the economy.
Look, dude, solipsism has entered your soul.
Like, I could still help the economy by getting money to stay at home. I still spend that money. I just don't need to earn it.
I was kidding about the.
Well, I mean, that's fine.
You want a sense of self-worth and purpose?
No.
And structure?
I don't need that.
He's already got an overinflated sense of self-worth.
Yeah, I've got a huge sense of self-worth.
No, well, that's not real self-worth, though.
No, but it is.
That's why it's inflated.
It's real, which is like why it's in disrepair when I go to work.
So you're back.
I'm back. I'm working for 2 days, and then I go to Telluride for 5 days, nice. And then I come back to work.
Got him. He got one.
Yeah. So, I'm bummed about it, but at least I'm on light duty, so I don't really have to do anything. I did start writing a new story today, which is dope.
Is it called Man, Fuck This House?
No, it's called Private
Man,
Radio.
Fuck this job.
Yeah.
Job, fuck this man.
It's,
basically...
It's the first time I've written anything non-horror,
Cock,
so we'll
fuck
see how
ass.
That goes.
What?
But yeah.
What do you mean? What do you mean you writ something?
I'm writing something.
You said non-horror? Writing.
Yeah.
So it's like your Stand By Me.
No, it's a love story, dude.
So like Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's no love story.
But with more shit.
You don't think there's a love story in
Shawshank?
I'm just kidding. Morgan Freeman
and what's his name?
They love each other, dude.
Well, them traveling through that tunnel of shit with symbolism for their gay romance.
Them? Well, you know what? The old guy loves that noose that he hangs himself with.
Why the fuck would I watch Shawshank Redemption?
Matt, you would like that.
Would I?
Yeah.
Even at
would
your most
I?
Cynical, you would like
that's
Shawshank
Redemption.
That's
a real good
mistake.
That's one of those... Have to watch movies,
bro.
Yeah, so was Die Hard, right? We all know how that turned out.
You would like Shawshank because
you said that about Die Hard, dude.
A sentimental,
and you said that
job.
About Dead Ringers, dude.
I didn't say that about Dead Ringers.
I'm pretty sure you said that about.
And also, I was brand new to the podcast. I didn't know both you guys were that stupid to not like Dead Ringers.
I mean that's smart. To see through the bullshit.
I thought maybe one of you would be like, it's kind of slow, but it was interesting. But both of you were
sucks.
Like,
well, that's because,
it sucked.
That's because we've been doing this for a while. We understand.
For 15 seconds, ruined it.
We understand when something is bad from the jump.
You got it, dude.
You don't understand shit.
You hit the nail on the fucking head. That movie sucks.
You don't understand shit about
you're
life.
You're pretty good about hitting the head. Cocks.
I don't even...
You're pretty good
What's
about
wrong?
Hitting
What's
the head.
Wrong with you?
All the things, lots of things.
What else is going on, Mateo?
I don't think anything.
Your streaming schedule's hella fucked.
Be honest, I got hella discouraged with it for a while. It was great for a while, and then the numbers just started going down. Don't know what it is. Maybe I stopped working on it as much. Maybe it was that 2 weeks where my internet was complete shit. But
down.
Yeah.
It's because you're not consistent.
That's probably why. But it's been a real kick in the dick, and then I just decided, you know what? I don't fucking care anymore. I'm just going to play what I want to play.
Say, I don't fucking care. I don't fucking
yeah.
care. And I then, don't fucking care anymore.
So I started playing Silent Hill 2, which is fucking dope.
It is dope.
I'm very excited about that. And then I'm going to play Silent Hill 3 because that's what I want to do.
Nice.
Yep.
What about you, little homie?
Besides, like, you know,
making
fun of people all the time.
What the fuck, man? Your feelings are hurt now? Your feelings are hurt, bro? You want to disrespect me every five fucking minutes,
man? I'm the voice of the voiceless, bro. The people that can't be here.
Oh, they themselves. All, yeah, they all hate me. That's cool. Yeah. that's
not fine. All. There's a select few.
No, they don't. I hope not. But what can you do? I've courted it. I invite it. I've nurtured it. I've grown it like my own D. I saw a band from London. At the Casbah.
London.
With Hi Sophia.
Hi, we Sophia. Went
and
saw
this band called Black Midi. And it was fucking bonkers, fantastic. One of the all-time great shows I've seen. Especially
could
after.
You ever, never say yeah, bonkers
could you
fantastic,
not say
please?
Bonkers
it's
fantastic?
Like bonkers fantastic. Ever. Oh, wait. You guys, here's you guys. These are people who love to say, what is it? But cuckoo bananas.
It's cuckoo banooners.
Like
thank
into
you
my
very much.
Dead grandma. Real
cuckoo
fast.
Banooners. If you're gonna
like
try
you
to tear me down,
dead grandma,
at least get the address right.
It's apples and bananas.
It's ooples and banooners. You uncultured fuck.
Swine. Yeah. It was a real fun show. And
you're
the,
a real fun
the
show.
The people at the show were like super fucking dorks, and that's great. They were like instead like they were getting drunk playing video games on their phone together. It was fantastic. And
the
then
band
the
was
show,
or the people at the show.
Yeah, and then the show started and
yeah.
it was
yeah.
like, "Hey, what? What'd you ask?"
Nothing. Doesn't continue. Matter.
Yeah. Okay, so what'd you ask though?
Doesn't matter.
But it does.
He wasn't asking anything. He was just saying, "Yeah."
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So as soon as the show started, they look like the Peanuts cartoons, like where they start dancing. Yeah, it looked like that, just hopping up and down. I hadn't seen people hop up and down like that frantically at a show since that Mars Volta show we saw in like 2002.
That was a good show.
With blonde redhead.
That was a good show.
And it was a good show. And this was really fun, and they sounded great.
The Champagne Kids, you can never forget the Champagne Kids. The Champagne Kids.
I'm pretty sure they're not around anymore.
Heroin overdose, you mean?
Oh, is that what happened?
I don't know.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that.
I'm just guessing.
Chances are. But, just great. Fun show. Fun show. What would you classify them as? Post-punk, progressive,
yeah,
experimental?
I mean, isn't everything post-punk these days?
Well, especially in Britain. They're having a fucking good moment, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You're having a good moment, dude.
But, yeah, I watched a couple things. We'll get to that, though.
Okay.
What about you, buddy?
It's fine. It's good. It's good.
That exasperated sigh says you've had a great week.
Work is. You said work was gnar.
Work is.
Dude, it's gnar, bro.
It continues to suck.
Man,
no.
Fuck
just,
that job.
It's just busy. It's just busy. It's busy. It's a good job. It's busy. We're heading towards the end of the year, and everyone is fucking buying shit. And so, anywho, I started playing the remaster of Diablo 2.
Yeah, you did.
Holy shit.
That's good.
Bro, it has been.
It's
been. It's been 10 years since I've probably played Diablo 2. They remastered all the graphics on it, all the scenery and everything. It's incredible, dude. If you're at all a Diablo nerd, check it out. It's $40. It's worth it.
I beat Diablo 3.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I don't know. It was a grind. I kind of like those games where you just, but like, I got so OP by the end that like I would just stand in a swarm of enemies.
You were in awe
just,
of your OP-ness?
Yeah.
OP, like, can you explain?
No. But I was so OP by the end that it just wasn't fun because I would just, you know,
Ocean Pacific.
Stand there and just whoop ass, regaining like 2,000 health per second or some dumb shit.
It's a fun game. It's a fun game. Have you watched anything?
You know, I have, but I don't remember what. I know I watched a movie today called Straight Edge Kegger. That was a mistake.
Man, you were into it.
That movie was dumb on so many fucking levels.
Overpowered.
Like, as a guy. Wait, what?
OP.
Oh, yeah.
Got one!
I was like, what is he talking about?
Go for it.
He was talking about the movie Overpowered.
Yeah, that's why I was so confused. I was like, you know, as somebody who played in a hardcore band, as somebody who was straight edge, and as somebody who spent a lot of time at shows, this movie is dumb on all of those levels. It's like basically about like a militant straight edge group, and one guy's like, you know what, guys? I kind of want to drink. And then so the militant straight edge decide to put on pig masks because they're also vegan, and then they just murder people. It's really bad. But I watched some other shit. I don't remember what. I know I watched more Supernatural. That's dupe.
Is it though?
It's fun. I like it. I'm actually like over halfway through the first season. They got those fucking...
You only have 47 seasons more to
fuck,
go.
Fuck, dude. There's over 300 and something episodes. It's insane. And I'm through like 13 episodes.
That fucking show, dude, has some lasting power.
Like,
man.
So I've heard from a few people that seasons like 3, 4, and 5 are like the really good ones. So I'm going to try to get through season 5, which even still is over 100 episodes of this fucking show.
That's a shitload of content, man.
Still watching that? Yeah, dude, I'm still enjoying it, at least.
Are they getting finer and finer as it goes along?
I mean, they haven't really had any chicks in it, but, like, there's some of them.
No, the dudes.
Oh, yeah.
The two dudes, bro.
Well, Sam sucks, but Dean's tight. Like, Dean's got... He's always got at least one line that makes me laugh in each show. And, fuck, I wish I remembered what else I watched, because I know I've watched a handful of movies this week, and if I remember them, I'll loop back.
All right. We finished watching Midnight Mass.
I have not you started.
You digging that Flanagan stuff.
Good, man. I don't want to spoil it, in case you haven't seen it, but it is the best show of this genre I have ever seen.
Genre, okay.
And what? You will know when you get to episode 3 what I'm talking about.
Vampires?
I don't want to say. I don't want to play.
I don't want to play.
I don't want to play, dude.
It's fucking incredible, dude. And I know there's people out there that are like, well, the monologuing, it's like, well
shut up.
Suck a dick. Shut up and enjoy the
show. Go play Animal Crossing,
because it's good. I highly recommend it. Midnight Mass. Super, super cool.
And I highly recommend Animal Crossing on GameCube.
What you should...
Was it on GameCube?
Sure.
What you should not watch, however, is... So I dipped my toe back into La Brea.
Mm. Oh. He was raving about this today, wasn't he? He was talking about how good this shit was.
Because I said I got 20 minutes in. Wasn't long enough, dude.
Whoa. He's like, I needed 10 more.
Whoa, dude. Okay, so the first 20 minutes are literally just like people going into a hole, and it's like, oh, what do? The fucking aftermath of the fucking hole. But bro, there's a portal at the end of the hole, and the people go through, and there's pterodactyls that come out of the hole.
Yeah!
And there's fucking dire wolves, and there's a psychic dad, and... He fucking goes and bear it like he it's fucking dude. Crazy, dude.
When you
it's,
say he's see, a psychic dad,
bro, I can't even really explain it to you without spoilers.
Yeah. That's
no, I'm just kidding. No, he's literally a psychic dad. So he's like,
well, he's a psychic with kids.
No, right? No.
No, what?
No,
I don't get it.
So he had a military career. But they had to like cut him loose because he was having hallucinations.
Oh fuck yeah!
Come to find out that they're not hallucinations; they're visions, dude.
Well, yeah.
And so like he can see his wife,
the multiverse, dude,
and his daughter on the other side, bro.
Oh.
And so like the portal takes like it like all of the shit that got sunk into the hole, like the buildings, the cars. All that shit is over there, dude. It's fucking crazy. This show fucking sucks, dude.
Yo, like when you said psychic dad earlier, it made me remember Married with Children, how Al Bundy used to always watch that show called Psycho Dad.
Yeah.
I really wish somebody would make Psycho Dad, where it's just like a dad who fucking loses it. It's basically like Falling Down over again, but like a series.
I cannot put into words how bad this series is.
La Brea.
But I'm going to watch it.
Hell, I'm going to watch it.
Did you finish what? The premiere episode?
Yeah.
Okay. Whew. Wow, man. Well, you got me sold on how it sounds worth my time now. It hit that special spot.
It's fucked, dude. Like, if you don't enjoy it, I'm sorry. If you dip your toe into it,
but I'm sorry.
It's fucked, man. La Brea, yeah. Not good, but watch it.
Dope.
What about you, little homie?
I watched. There's a movie called The Guilty that I finished with Jake Gyllenhaal, who is usually solid in fucking everything.
Can I ask you, is it...
It is a remake from that German
movie. Okay, it is. I haven't seen that yet, but it was at Telluride in 2019, so I'm actually kind of surprised that this remake happened as quickly as it did, but I heard really good things about the German one.
So have I. And look, the premise isn't bad. I mean, it's this real kind of, I don't want to say chamber piece, but it's like a one-man show. And I don't think that Jake is incapable of it. It's just, as how this is rendered with this script, and with it's Anton Fuqua.
Fuqua?
Who he directed.
That's what P.O.D. says in that song, right?
Fuqua! Here comes the boom! They sound like fucking Rage Against the Machine, but like super shitty in that song. Like
P.O.D.
Never mind. That's what that is. No, but the movie is not good, you know? So here's the thing. Gyllenhaal has been fucking killing it for a few years.
Yep.
He did a movie called Southpaw with Fuqua, which I didn't think the movie was very good, but he was good. But in this one, even he falters. And I sent you guys this thing you probably didn't watch.
Did not.
I fucking laughed so hard. If I put it on right now, I'll start laughing again. Because his acting is just like, he's trying to convince this lady to breathe. And he's like, come on, come on, come on, breathe. Emily, Emily, come on, Emily, Emily, Emily. He says, come on, and Emily like 40 fucking times. And I lose my shit. Anyway, it's on Netflix. And it's not good, in my opinion. My humble opinion. I watched a great documentary called Eating Our Way to Extinction, which is extremely well produced. Also, it's available for rental on Amazon Prime. I watched a movie called Lamb, which we were tentatively at one point considering doing on the show. From the trailer, it didn't look particularly like a horror film.
I feel like we made the right decision.
I feel like we did for being on brand, so to speak, especially on the heels of Titan, which Matt loved.
Especially me not wanting to watch more of this shit.
The movie I thought was very good. A lot of people who were really excited to see it that I know actually thought it was pretty absurd and kind of slow. It is slow, but I didn't find it boring. But I actually got quite a bit out of it and appreciated it very much. It's a great debut from this Icelandic director. I appreciated its themes. And it's pretty simple. Her Noomi Rapace is fucking great. As usual, like always. And I really appreciate what they did with the characters here because they do have they're dynamic characters. It's not, she does some questionable shit, but you don't hate her for it. But then she has like a strength and et cetera, et cetera. And by the time it gets to this conclusion, it ends up somewhere where you're anticipating it to go, but in this kind of weird inverted way, which actually hung together real well for me when I was thinking about it later. Anyway, that's all I've watched, actually, besides RuPaul's Drag Race.
That continues, huh?
Yeah, and I finally got a new smart TV.
Ah,
that's smart.
And I saw a fucking meme about this because it's true. Why do they have you setting up your shit with that fucking remote control in 2021 like that? As opposed to a touch, like look at your phone. Like,
well, you can. Most of those apps, they have you like, it'll say like sign in with a web or sign in with a browser. That's how I got into George's HBO Max.
Yeah, it's true. Well, that's what I'm gonna fucking do from now on.
It's dope.
Because this smart. Whole like welcome to the hitting party, the pal. Fucking right arrow thing and the left arrow thing to enter your email and your password and the fucking Wi-Fi thing.
Especially if you're like me and you can't pick an email or a password under 20 characters.
Do you have fucking a list of passwords?
No, I generally like recycle the same three.
No, dude. With my work, like, this is all fucking passwords, dude.
Jesus.
Oh, that's unsafe.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm going to start saying my passwords. I hope you got that saved to your
cloud.
Hey, shut up. Don't say that.
I hope you post it on Instagram.
That's what he's going to post.
He's like, Instagram that's what watch. I did.
That's what I did. Hey. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Anything else we should get to, gentlemen?
There's some news.
Yeah, so like there was a new Child's Play TV show that premiered yesterday. Was it today?
Well, it also debuted at Beyond Fest.
The TV show?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Chucky was on fucking WWE last night for some reason.
That's pretty dope.
Is it, though?
No.
It's not.
Because WWE it's not for is Chucky. Not dope and Chucky's not
yeah,
dope.
Yeah, it's not dope for either
you
one
don't
of
think
them.
Chucky's dope, dude?
In the first two movies.
Actually, the last movie was fucking dope.
The remake?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we liked it.
And then no,
and that's not popular.
The one, not cult, Curse of Chucky. Curse of Chucky was dope.
You're out of your mind.
No, Curse of Chucky was tight. You're cult dope. Of Chucky was, wait, did I like cult?
You know,
no,
you know what was like dope? Child's Play.
Yeah, it was. And Child's Play 2 and Child's Play 3.
I don't know about 3 at the military school, bro.
And Bride of Chucky.
Nope.
And then there's Seed of Chucky.
Jorge and I saw Bride of Chucky in the theater.
We sure did.
And I recall thinking it sucked then, and I'm pretty sure you thought it sucked.
Oh,
then.
Yeah. We did not enjoy that film.
Yeah, so do you think it would be better now because you mandatorily like 90s movies?
And because you have children?
You might. What?
What the fuck would that have to do with it, dude?
Because at the end of Bride of Chucky, they have the baby, dude.
He's sentimental, like, oh, they have a kid, I have kids.
Yeah. Oh, they're having a baby, I love babies.
It's like the Babadook. I love this movie because of the child.
That's dope.
I love movies that have children in them.
There's still on WWE, there's this Roman Reigns shirt that's him as a zombie that says the Suplexorcist.
Oh.
That's kind of fucking tight.
Speaking of which.
Suplexorcist.
I saw on Netflix yesterday.
That's what I watched.
There is a WWE interactive.
I watched it.
Story. Is it fun?
The kids might dig it, but like
which kids?
Your kids. I mean, like it's cheesy. It's like made for kids.
Okay, but you looked excited.
Like what? Because I wanted to tell you, like, bro, I feel so bad for The Undertaker. Like he looks like a fucking collapsing marionette. The entire thing, all he does is just makes these weird fucking like eyes rolling back in his head, Undertaker faces, but his face is so pasty and saggy and shit. Mm-hmm. And there's this scene where he like levitates and shoots lightning out of his hands, but like all of his joints are so stiff. He looks like the corpse of like Ozzy Osbourne. And he's trying to take a shit the entire time. So yeah, it's kind of fun. I mean, it's more fun if you like, you know, wrestling in the New Day, but it's cool for kids, I think. But yeah, I made it through the first time I made it through and I let my friends die because they can definitely die and get buried alive and shit.
Okay.
And then the second time I just made him survive. But yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of fun. So that's what I watched.
I have a piece of news that I think is discussion worthy real quick.
Yeah.
Because I think all three of us have heard about it. We haven't mentioned it on the show.
Is it those old white bitch posters for Halloween Kills?
Well, that's fucking good, and it's on Halloween Kills. But yeah, we'll segue into that. Petition to remove, quote, remove the slaughtering of firefighters from Halloween Kills.
Nope, add slaughtering of cops.
Have you? Oh, yeah. Wow. So there, you go. There is a petition, listeners, who are unaware.
Opening scene. That's right. Yeah.
To remove the slaughtering of firefighters from Halloween Kills.
No.
So
don't be fucking retarded.
Why the fuck would it be an issue? So it's like he can kill everybody except firefighters.
Yeah, because they're heroes, bro.
Who started this?
So wait,
who
like,
started this position?
Probably the petition. Probably the some white wife bitch? Of some fucking firefighter.
I don't know, but let's go through the list of whom Michael Myers has killed. He's killed
He's
children.
Definitely killed paramedics.
Paramedics, check. Women,
cops,
check. Old ladies, old men, check.
Cops, check. Dogs, check.
Children, check.
Yep.
Just in the last one, he killed a child.
Yep.
To great effect, but not firemen.
Tried to kill Busta Rhymes, couldn't.
Couldn't.
Tried to kill LL Cool J, couldn't.
Couldn't.
Well, of course not.
Because these ladies love Cool J, dude.
Yep.
Yeah, that shit would be a mistake. That would have been a great death scene. LL Cool J's death scene by Michael Myers.
Dude, if only.
Whoa.
He made
That's a missed opportunity.
He made it, and then he called up his girl. He's like, we don't knock boots tonight.
He could have fucking shown his six-pack and everything.
I don't know.
He didn't have a six-pack at that point.
No, that's true. He was like fucking Deep Blue CLL Cool J.
Yeah.
That's dope.
I don't know why they would care.
I really don't.
And it's just something bizarre. To be offended about, dude. It's everybody just needs to get fucking worked up about something. And it's like, ugh, firefighters, they protect us. They're our heroes. It's like, okay.
Michael Myers would not discriminate. Yeah,
he doesn't give a shit.
If you're like, a firefighter. In fact, he might be more inclined.
He doesn't care if you're a man, a woman, trans, young, old, fucking... That's a, anything.
Trans.
That's a dude.
Michael Myers goes to the Bay Area.
Yeah.
And fucking.
He just starts murdering trans.
Jesus. Matt.
What?
You've stumbled onto something here. No, wow.
Another petition?
Woo!
Don't kill your gays. That's a whole thing.
I just think it's fucking bizarre. It's really weird.
It is, but it's just like everything else. People need something to fucking bitch about.
And he literally killed fucking children.
They need some kind of fucking crusade because maybe their name will get on a couple websites or maybe they'll get interviewed by the news for being a complainer.
Hmm.
Doesn't fucking matter.
Well, mission accomplished in that case.
Yeah.
And then
hoping they don't take anything out because that would be...
Yeah. Here's hoping ridiculous. They just murder more cops. Like, just do that. Make it even.
They're like, oh yeah, we're gonna fucking double the scene.
Yeah, we're gonna have the cops and the paramedics show up. We're gonna kill all of them. Then we're gonna have our local government elected officials show up, and we're gonna murder them.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Listen, Matt.
It's just a movie, bro.
I know you want to do an insurrection with Michael Myers.
It's just a movie, bro.
I'm just kidding.
Just keep reminding yourself it's just a movie.
You mentioned character posters. They have character posters. Three generations of
bad posters. God damn.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've said it a few weeks ago. I am fucking sick of this, like, I'm coming for you, Michael.
Dude,
and
the amount of Photoshop on every single one of those posters, woof.
Yeah.
It's like Jamie Lee Curtis is like pushing 70 and she doesn't have a single wrinkle. Like, she's just smooth skinned. Judy Greer.
Hey, smooth skin.
Bunch of wrinkles. Smooth skin.
Judy Greer.
Yeah.
See, it's weird that you trip me out, man, because you don't know certain directors of things, but then you know these actors' names.
Who Judy Greer was in Arrested Development, and she's hot, and she's shown her boobs. Of course I know Judy Greer's name.
Did she show her boobs in Arrested Development?
Constantly, but you don't see them. They're blurred out. But remember, she's always showing
her.
No. She's always showing her. No, she shows them in other stuff. But in Arrested Development, she's always showing them. And she's like, say goodbye to these in the office and just showing her tits and they're all blurred out.
Mm. Okay, cool.
I got to know whose name to put in the Google search in front of the word nude. So obviously.
New Resident Evil trailer.
I haven't seen that yet. Looks like but shit. Does it?
It looks like trash.
Shit. Does it?
And I don't want to, like, people are talking about,
well, wait, is it animated or is it live action?
It's live action.
Oh.
They're trying to do a reboot of the franchise.
Oh.
And here's the thing. I know some people are like, well, at least it's sticking to the lore because it's called Resident Evil Raccoon City or something like
Who
that.
Who cares?
And I don't want to piss people off. Like,
I do.
What lore? You know, but like, meaning like, yes, I know there's Wesker and there's Jill. And there's the Umbrella Corporation. But, I mean, come on. Like, it's not like, I mean.
I'm about to play this shit on mute just so I can.
You're a big Resident Evil player.
I've played every Resident Evil with the exception of Resident Evil 6. Because fuck that game.
And I loved Part 4. I fucking love. It's one of the games I've played the most in my life.
Oh, it's a good thing we're going to get it on the Oculus so you can play it by yourself.
Yeah.
In VR.
I said no.
I was literally just thinking yesterday when I was playing Silent Hill that it would be super dope if they redid that in VR.
It's on its way.
It would be fucking dope. Because you can't see shit.
Okay. You know what part's going to be really fucked up on that game? When you're fucking, you know the guys that respond to sound?
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be fucking
the guys that respond to sound.
Yeah, the stuff's on the shit's on their back, and you have to shoot the thing on their back.
Oh, the plagas.
Yeah,
those aren't the plagas. Those are the other things.
The dudes with the big claws. And
the fucking spikes. Wait, the claw. Oh, those guys.
That's gonna be fucking.
I thought you were talking about the black spiky ones that have all the parasites in them.
Nah, buckle up, it's coming.
Yeah,
it's gonna be pretty.
Dude,
all right, you got me.
The El Gigante fight, being on the lake with fucking that giant Loch Ness thing.
That's fucking
dude.
Big ass worm. That wormy
fella. I want to play part 7 in VR, but I also don't because I'm a giant fucking chicken.
Okay,
so
cool.
There's that.
And did you guys see the Sandman first look trailer?
Samper Sandman? No, I didn't.
Sandman based on the Neil Gaiman comic. A long developing series coming out on Netflix. Looks fucking, it's just the first trailer. Like, I'm super fucking excited just from the production design. It looks extremely well produced. I have to say, too, at the beginning of this year, like, we had mentioned a couple of us at least, Netflix, like, it was kind of the streaming service I was watching the least at that point. But between Brand New Cherry Flavor and Squid Game and now fucking the new Flanagan one. And I mean, this Sandman series, like, that's a fucking great idea for an ongoing series. Like, that has lore, and that has, like, a really... That's one of my favorite things ever was Neil Gaiman's Sandman.
Whatever happened with American Gods? Like, I know the first season was really well received, and then, like, I think the second season got delayed and just kind of, like, whimpered in, and I haven't really heard anything about it.
I didn't watch a single episode of that show.
Really?
I've heard good things. I heard good things about the book. But
I liked the book. I thought the show was a little lackluster in comparison, but...
And I did see a trailer when I saw a movie recently. I forget which one it was particularly, but Nightmare Alley. It's Guillermo del Toro's new movie.
Yep.
Did you see the trailer for this?
I did. It looks good.
It looks as usual. Like, the thing you can say for sure is art direction.
Yeah.
And fucking looks gorgeous. So we'll see. That comes out in December. How the fuck do you guys feel about these two fucking things? This Day of the Dead show on Sci-Fi Channel.
Nope.
Yeah, nope is right. And then I Know What You Did Last Summer, the show.
Nope.
Bro, that's a mistake. What was that fucking movie that I... Oh, yeah, that one where I was... That Netflix movie, There's Somebody in Your House. That's what that movie felt like, was it took, like, I Know What You Did Last Summer and Final Destination and all those other movies like that from that time and just crammed, like, four or five of them together. That's what that movie felt like. I think they're all unnecessary. But, like, I think Hollywood is out of ideas and everything's on, like, a 25-year loop. So we're getting all the recycling of Scream. We're getting the recycling of I Know What You Did Last Summer. We're going to get all that fucking shit. Well, keep your eyes peeled for a Ginger Snaps remake. Like, that's not been announced or anything, but I wouldn't be surprised.
No, and there's a werewolf kind of resurgence thing going on.
Plus, Catherine Isbell is so fine. So fine.
You know what, too, when I think about it, because it's also just the passage of time. I remember in the 90s, back in the 90s.
George remembers everything about the 90s.
My dad complaining about all the remakes.
George, what does JUNCO stand for?
You're so stupid.
Yeah, what does it stand for? I forgot.
What was it again?
You know, bitch. He knows.
This motherfucker said he knew.
He's acting dumb.
I can't.
Judge none, choose one, homie.
Judge none, choose none.
That's was right. His exact response. Judge none, choose one, homie.
Yeah. It's like
that's one of those. Dog, that's one of those things where I, like, sometimes that shit, like, just bloops out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Bloop, bloop.
Yeah, it's like nostalgia for nostalgia.
But your dad was a dick, though.
Yeah, so. He was also right about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but, like,
what is him being a dick separate issue? No, I'm just saying as an example, because I can't speak for the whole of fucking that generation through
sure
my,
you can.
My dad.
No,
my
that dad attitude.
Ready. Right? But what I mean is, though, that they had a lot of remakes back then, and it's been 30 years, and now it's like remakes of remakes of remakes.
Yep.
And it's like so layered now, and it's not just like this new Ghostbusters movie, like, fuck, dude.
Like, dude, I've heard bad things.
Even if it's good, it's still just going to be like this overly reverent. Like, they have so much reverence for the past and for the original thing that it's not its own fucking thing anymore. You know, like, you know, so it's kind of discouraging.
Could be good. We'll see.
It could be good.
I doubt we'll it. See. But
even if it was good, though, it would be this, like, overly reverential, like, fucking, oh, the original is like the Bible. You know what I'm saying? So we had this one that ditched it fucking. We had the one with the ladies that people fucking got pissed because it wasn't connected to the original at all.
I think people got pissed because it was fucking awful.
Well, that too. But also they got pissed because it wasn't connected to the other one at all. And so now they've swung hard the other direction, which is like fucking have nods to the first film constantly. And that's not the fucking way to go. Nope. Either. You know,
I guess we'll see. I don't know.
You pander one way and then you pander the opposite way.
Well, it's very possible.
Okay. So, did you guys hear about Hellraiser?
The chick playing Pinhead.
Yeah. There's going to be a woman playing Pinhead, and supposedly it's supposed to be more of like a gender neutral Cenobite, like they were in the books.
I'm much less concerned about that than I am the quality of the fucking show.
Clive Barker's producing, though.
I heard that, but I'm not. That's the thing, man. I really respect the fuck out of Clive Barker for obvious reasons, but his involvement doesn't speak to the quality of the show. He fucking did Hellraiser 3, and you know, oh, that's a good one. No, it's fucking not good, you know?
I mean, it's my favorite one. It's the best one.
We did a show last year and watched all three of them.
Yeah.
And you said...
And we agreed unanimously that part three was the best one.
That it was the worst of the trilogy.
It was the best one.
And you said, I had this idea that this movie was great because he has that part with I Am the Way, and you realized that the movie really fucking sucked.
You know what, Ray? I'm going to need you to go back and check the tapes.
I did check the tapes.
Recently.
Yeah,
no, that's not true. He hasn't. That's not what I said. That's not how that worked.
That is how it fucking works. And who else is the other guy involved with it, though? Isn't it Brubaker, the guy who did, like, fucking...
You mean Brubeck? Boo-dap, 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 boo-dap.
While we've got this background music, I'll just run through the other news. Krispy Kreme has witch-themed donuts. That's dope. Get some witch-themed donuts at Krispy Kreme.
I'm in.
And then if you go to fucking Dunkin', you can cry about it. If the 2009 remake didn't already put the final nail in Freddy's coffin, Kylie Jenner now has Nightmare on Elm Street makeup. So you can go buy that.
What's that mean?
And support the Kardashians even more. She released like a makeup that looks like...
I hate that.
Dude, same. I don't understand why this is necessary, but well, it's a cash grab. It's just like red like lip liners and shit, but they kind of look like Freddy's skin slightly. There's that. And finally, there's a movie that I saw the trailer for that's going to be at Telluride that I'm very excited for, in addition to the sadness. It's an animated movie called The Spine of Night. And, dude, it basically looks like heavy metal from the 70s, but like way more drugs and way more fucked up. And it looks hella dope. It's got voices from Lucy Lawless, Patton Oswalt, Joe Manganiello.
That shit's a mistake.
Dude, that shit Lucy Lawless? Looks...
All of them.
Dude, and...
I like Patton Oswalt.
George's favorite, Larry Fessenden's in it.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
What was that Frankenstein movie he did that we watched a couple years ago?
Depraved.
Stupid.
You mean well,
he wasn't the awful part of it. The whole movie was
the movie was the awful.
Didn't
part.
He direct it?
I think so. Yeah. We don't mention that part.
We don't talk about that.
We just mentioned that Larry was in it.
Now this Spine of Night thing does look.
Dude, you should watch the trailer on the break. It looks fucking insane.
Are you gonna see Mad God there? Do they have that there?
Yes, I heard Mad God is like 70 minutes of no dialogue and just creatures making weird noises.
Fuck
Phil
yeah.
Tippett, he's a stop motion and special effects guru. That's why I was like, when I see the trailer, it looks fucking amazing. It looks like the most amazing early Tool video I've never seen, but like better because it's Phil Tippett.
I haven't seen the trailer yet, but...
I don't know how it's going to be narratively.
Howmy of the show, Coop, has already seen the movie. And he said he's going to watch it again in Telluride, but instead of listening to the audio of the movie, he's going to put in headphones with like some kind of fucking crazy metal playing and just see how it lines up.
That's probably cool.
Because he's already seen it, you know, with grunts and groans.
All right, cool. Well, that's it. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to talk about a movie.
All right, Papa Jorge.
Bye.
There's reason to believe.
Oh, God.
They should cover that as a country song. Maybe this year will be better than the last.
I mean, it could be. It's a great fucking song.
Not this year. Maybe next year.
I mean, this year is definitely better than the last, but...
Is it, though?
I mean, I guess not. Not for me. Last year, I didn't have anybody I know kill themselves or, you know, my marriage. Fuck,
I like it better. I like it better.
I like the solitude of last year a little bit more.
Yeah, that too. Not having
people
to see
expect
people.
Things of you now. It's fucked.
Yeah.
But guess what? We're back.
We're back.
Fucking back, dude.
We're fucking back.
Can you tell these fucking morons about Patreon, homie?
Yeah, so Rhett just taught us about this thing called gape gloves, where apparently, like, when you're all slippery on your butt and you need to hold it open, there's gloves that will do that for you. And much like your engorged asshole, we sometimes need a little help holding it together when things get slippery. So go to patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast.
You be our gape gloves.
And, you know, help us hold it together.
Help us hold it apart.
Patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast. You got to hold all your cheeks together.
Spread that ass.
You know, like.
I can't believe he actually did it.
And
well, too.
You know,
he always does it well.
Give you exclusive content, bonus episodes, all kinds of fun stuff. And, you know, you can see our wide open buttholes on there, too.
No, you cannot.
Only if you go to patreon.com/.
No, you freaking cannot.
Go to patreon.com/MattyDingDong. You can see my wide open butthole.
That's not true.
Isn't it? Do you subscribe to my Patreon?
Such falsehoods.
I'd go to your OnlyFans, but there's probably nothing there.
Dude, Matt's gape.
I would start one.
OnlyFans. Only gape.
Oh, boy. Well, the Who Goes There podcast watched a little film called VHS 94, directed by some folks, Simon Barrett, Stephen Kostanski, Chloe Okuno, Ryan Prowse, Jennifer Reeder, Timo Tejanto.
That's the one.
He got one. It's the continuation of the VHS anthology series of films that is generally a rapper film around a series of
50 Cent.
Bro, what the fuck?
I'll take you to the candy shop.
How are we going to do this? Are we going to do the film as a whole?
Or it sounds like he's going for the bits? What is this?
I'll tell you what this is.
This is not
tight as fuck is good. What this is.
This whole thing sucked.
No.
I'm gonna give y'all some credit on the
Frankenstein's army part.
Yeah, I'm gonna give y'all a little bit of credit on that because it was fun. I think they were probably doing a lot with a little bit. But god damn, bros, this was not good. The rapper story sucked. The Ratma thing sucked.
Ratma!
Hail Ratma.
The vampire thing sucked.
The fucking story that's the thread like weaving it all together.
The rapper story.
Oh, is that what you're... Oh, I see what you're seeing.
Yeah.
I was like, is there a rapper story?
The umbrella story.
Mid-sized sedan story?
Like, bro, what the fuck? What is this? What is this?
Well, how about you, Matt? You
said this is tight. It's not even fun.
So look, like, I enjoyed it by and large. So like the first one, I'm like cringing as I'm watching it.
Yeah.
And then Ratma comes out and I'm like, yep, fuck yeah, Ratma's tight. Hail Ratma.
Why?
I don't know. Ratma looked dope. I was super all about Ratma. That shit was cool. Everything else was whatever. Second one in the funeral home, did you make it during COVID? Is that why there's two people in it and it's largely boring and nothing happens? I don't know. But then there's a guy with a half a face. That's dope. And then the fucking guy who did Safe Haven, the guy who did fucking three or four other movies that we've done, came and just put it in and just made sweet love to this movie for 30 minutes. And then there was something about Jesus or a vampire or something.
Okay, sorry.
But that over that umbrella story. Oh my god!
Did they
just find people that were just hanging out at Bloody Disgusting and they're like, want to be in a movie? Want to be in a movie? That's what that felt like.
The umbrella story was fucking abysmally written, directed, conceived,
everything
acted. Like, I'm fucking watching this and I'm posting on our Discord. I'm like, is this for real? And people are like, oh, have you seen the other VHS? It's like, dude, that's really not what I'm fucking asking. Well, dude.
I don't know that I would agree, dude.
Look, dude, it's like straight to me, And you guys know how I am with found footage, right? Here's this.
Boy, do I.
Here's this disconnect, man, because I can't lose myself in the movie.
Man.
Because I can't lose myself in the movie. Because it's
one.
It's presented as found footage. And
to be fair, most of them kind of work that way. There isn't really.
It doesn't feel like it's actually happening at all.
Most of them, but they don't do like cuts. Most of them like are either like the Rotma one had a lot of like long continuous takes. The other ones,
who's
like the,
filming this? Like, don't you guys?
Well,
like,
that one, it was a fucking news reporter.
That's
like,
so dumb.
They at least had the camera. Well, they explained
like,
the camera.
You guys, like, yeah, and I get it. You're like, well, that's found footage. Yeah, that's so fucking dumb.
That's
like,
not even.
It is so dumb.
That's not even the shit that I'm concerned about. Like, I know for
nothing else works either.
I know for
it
you,
adds a layer of it being worse.
I know for you, like, found footage is automatically like you're kind of out.
Kind of,
yeah.
Kind
and
of.
So this is already an uphill battle for you, but I'm a found footage defender because I do think that it's got its place, and I do think that if it's done well, it's fun.
It's
and
got its place.
See Hell House LLC. See
Grave Encounters. It's got its place in the shitter.
Well, I mean, maybe for you, elbows up.
Yeah. No, but look, and I, what Matt said about the rat fucker, the rat king,
like a cholo.
Finally got his own movie, right?
Like, and it was
dope. How the rat guy looked was okay. How
I loved how he looked.
But
I want that as a figure.
The segment is like 25 minutes. Yeah, how he looks is not 25. Like, that's not going to work for me, man.
True.
And then the next one, like you said, was Sleepy Time. Like, dude, I've fucking seen high school plays way fucking more engaging than this fucking bullshit.
What was the second one? The second one was
the funeral home.
Dude.
Oh, boy.
Like that, dude. And that was done by Simon Barrett, who has done pretty good shorts in the other VHS.
Bro.
He's been hanging out with fucking Adam Wingard too much is the problem.
I honestly don't... And
Simon Barrett did The Empty Wake. He wrote The Guest and You're Next. So he
Guest
wrote
was dope.
And that's like you said, he's been hanging out with Adam Wingard too much. Mm-hmm. Wingard did both those movies. You mm-hmm. guys both don't like You're Next. I like You're Next. I think The Guest is fucking great.
Yep. Yeah,
The Guest is great.
But
and then Wingard did fucking Blair Witch and Death Note, and he just started ruining all these movies that we grew up loving.
So I don't want to sit here and talk too much shit about the Simon Barrett fellow. I mean, but that second thing did not go well for me. It was
did
just...
Did not hit.
No. Yeah. And then, as Matt mentioned, and even Jorge said he'd give it some credit, this Timo Chahanto one... He also did a movie called The Night Comes for Us, which I'm unfamiliar with.
I've seen it.
It felt like, to me, it was taking its time getting going, and then it just fucking goes. It is, not only is it the best segment of this.
What
this
do you
is,
mean takes its time? From second one, when it's that fucking spider head machine, I'm like, what is this? I love this. Here we go. And then it's the fucking guy who did Safe Haven, which... Hands down,
it does take its time. Though.
Is the best segment in any VHS.
In fact, that's what I'm saying. It's probably the best once it gets where it's going.
No, I mean Safe Haven, the one he did for VHS 2. You should definitely watch that one.
Okay,
but I get what you're saying. Yeah, go ahead. I'll let you finish.
I'm gonna let you finish. Who's the Kanye? And am I Taylor Swift?
Oh, you're Taylor Swift. All but, see.
that's true.
I got the shirt, the tattoo, and the hair.
It's some of my favorite found footage shit I've ever seen, honestly, because it's very kinetic, it's very creative, and I actually started not caring finally about who's holding this fucking camera and why, because it just didn't matter. Because I'm like, oh, they just ripped this fucking dude's brain out. Oh, this happened. Like, cool. Like you're doing really fucking, I thought was extremely just really creative, and it kept going and going and going, and then it goes to this fourth segment, which is like, are you fucking kidding me? Like I like the satirical bent
of it. I feel
like
that's not what he wanted to say.
Like,
but you've seen The Martian, right? Where he's like,
it wasn't what I wanted to say.
Is he saying like, are you kidding me? Like, are you kidding me? Or are like,
Are you kidding me?
Dude, yeah. I wanted to turn it off. Like, I was so...
Are you talking about the vampire one?
No, no, the one with the fucking... The militia, the military.
That's what
guys.
I mean, the vampire one.
Oh, well, Bro.
That one had one cool scene, and it was when the vampire thing
opened
thing,
its mouth.
Yeah, it came down.
That's not cool. No, it's off. Not cool. The it only was cool scene. Cool. The only cool scene was the rabbit thing because I thought that was like, okay, cool. The rabbit blew up, dude. But these motherfuckers, I'm sorry, man. Like, in this day and age.
And then the commercial with the Veggie Masher, which seemed that seemed like a fucking 90s commercial.
It did. And it was funny. I think it felt a little out of place, especially to not put any more faux commercials in there.
Yeah.
But
it's kind of disjointed.
Yeah, but it was funny. I enjoyed because I don't know why. There's just something funny about like people cooking and just like being violently aggressive to their food.
Right.
Like, you know, when people just take meat and just slap it on the counter, or they take their eggs and just throw the whole egg shell and all into the pan.
Like, well, and also just this idea that, like, not too long ago, there was this, like, look at the novelty of this thing that shreds vegetables. It's like,
yeah,
like, no shit, a blender.
What was that?
You know, but Stephen Kostansky, who did, he did The Void and Psycho Gorman.
Kozlowski.
He did that fucking Veggie Masher commercial.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool. He, you know, he leaned into his comedic timing, you know, because we saw Psycho Gorman earlier this year. I think all three of us liked it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Jorge didn't like the daughter, who was probably the best part of the movie.
She sucked.
No. But, so yeah, this has a good pedigree, right, of people. What were you going to say, Jorge?
Something about somebody sucking.
Sucking the D?
Suck-a-dee.
Frankly, I don't remember, but I think we're talking about the. I just look here.
Can I be Frank?
Here's what. Can I still be Rhett? Thank you. I just, dude, I'm
Facebook jokes.
Like, I understand that there's like political stuff happening in our the Lord of our, you know, the year of our Lord.
Yeah, stay away from that VHS.
I'm like, dude, this is so goddamn ham-fisted, and like, yeah, I get it, dude. People that are like of a certain way, but I just like, come on, man, like be a little less rote about your political statements. It's literally the most surface level thing you could have come up with. I just don't. Militia with a vampire? What?
Yeah.
Like,
what's wrong with that, dude?
How did they get the vampire? Why do they think it was a boon from God? Like, there's a lot of stuff that's unexplained there, and maybe the director feels like that adds something to it, the ambiguity of, like, how
the idea
why?
That they have to, like, re-kill this vampire...
Makes no fucking sense.
Well, I kind of like it.
Well, it's just to get the blood, but yeah, I was like, why are they shooting him every day?
I kind of like it. I like the idea that, like, it sort of felt a little timey-wimey to begin with,
mm-hmm.
But ultimately, bro, I'm like, dude, all of this, like, these idiots that are like a parody of a militia. I'm like, I get it. I got it. I can't stand 25 more minutes of this, dude. I might actually like explode myself.
Kill myself. That's what I'm saying. It was so fucking boring. Like, I could have turned it off and not. Okay, I would have forgotten about it 5 seconds later.
Exactly.
And yeah, man. Like. And here's the thing, though, too. So it's hard getting a pulse on things sometimes. You look at the IMDb on this, and it's super mixed. It's got around like a 5.7 or something. But if you look on the actual reviews, some people are like, people are hating, and this is really good, and blah, blah, blah. And a lot of like real fans of the genre seem to have really enjoyed the fucking movie.
Well, dude, Jessup from Say You Love Satan was messaging me, and he's like, I guarantee you're going to love this movie.
Well,
and like... I was kind of expecting... Do you know what Mute is?
Shut
I
up.
Was expecting to hate it because Jessup said I was going to love it. And like, I honestly feel like you're the only one that actually knows what I like and what I don't like.
On that
That's
note...
That's true.
So Say You Love Satan podcast, by the way. It, fantastic podcast out of Philadelphia.
Well, nice fellas. Let's not get too crazy.
They got... It's the best podcast... In fact, it transcends the whole medium of a podcast.
It's the best podcast that Jessup is on.
It's probably better than Schindler's List that focuses on 80s films.
It's like the Gorillas of the Mist of podcasts. I mean, it's literally a podcast.
And has Satan in the title.
Apparently, it's in Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah, they like hockey there.
And there's like 15 of them on the show.
There's anywhere from 0 to 40.
And they all do graphic design.
And music.
And they all like the same music.
Somehow.
Which is insane.
So if you like literal podcasts with people on them, you might like Sale of Satan. Yeah.
No, but seriously. So he was talking about, he was singing, Jessup was singing the praises of Titane, which we did last week.
That's a mistake.
And I said, what do you think Matt thought? And he said, I already know what Matt thought. On the other hand, VHS 94 ruled and is probably right up his brown alley. And I said, one segment out of four ruled, you mean? And he says, some people don't like fun things.
That's you. You're the one that he's talking about.
That's
also you.
Yeah.
No, I liked it.
Malignant was fun.
Yeah, you liked one segment of it.
No, well, yeah.
Psycho Gorman was fun.
One segment was great, but I found redeeming things in all of it.
Dude, let me say this again.
That one segment was really fucking
great. This movie fucking sucks. And the third segment, 25% of this movie is good. That's not a good movie.
I would argue not even 25%. I'm sorry.
I know he's even meaner.
Well, I mean, maybe 20% if you're counting the Umbrella Story as an equal part.
Yeah, of course I am.
I mean, I don't think it's an equal part, but like, yeah,
it's the whole fucking connective. It's the golden thread. Well, but
the connective tissue on the other movies has been like thin at best too. Like, I honestly thought we were watching.
So those suck also?
Well, I thought Shudder fucked up and was showing us like, I don't know, VHS 2 or something, because didn't we have a very similar opening in one of the other VHS movies?
VHS 2 was based around like an abandoned house.
Well, right, but wasn't there another one that started with like a van of cops going to do some kind of raid or something? Like
that was Tenet. That's Tenet you're thinking of.
I'm a champion, like I said earlier, of found footage. I'm a huge fan when it's
champion.
Done well.
He's a champion of
I'm found. A huge fan when it's done well. I just don't.
Oh my God.
Who is this for? Who is this?
See, I thought you guys would at least
who
like
is this stupid ass piece of media for? And I'm upset. Because this segment with Timo could have been a film on its own. Give that the budget, because there are certain parts of that segment that I'm like, okay, this is fucked. If it had a little bit more money, we could be doing some big things.
I feel like we said
I think
the same
he makes use of
segment.
The small of the short time though, like because he's like, I don't have to fill a whole fucking hour and a half to 2 hours. I can just go balls to the wall with very little fucking content.
What I would like is to have the CGI fleshed out a little bit better. I think there are times when it's like it's showing you things, and I'm like, that looks like
video gamey.
That looks like a high school production. But it's cool because they're really going for it. These other segments, man, like Ratma, like the whole Ratma thing, I'm like, bro, what the fuck? I have to watch this stupid ass idiot traipsing through sewers for 10 minutes to get to
April O'Neil? What's wrong with her?
And then
it shows the newscast at the end. And then she goes, "Hail Ratma."
Yeah.
It's fucking
the annual Ratma, where the Ratma will decide the most Ratma of the Ratma. Hail Ratma!
Well, what's weird about that segment is it's so out of place,
and like that it sucks.
No. It's just so out of place and bizarre.
It's like Saturday Night Live, but not good.
Well,
it felt like an SNL skit to me.
I mean,
seriously, it felt like a bad SNL skit to me at that point. I'm like, what the fuck are they doing? Like,
what are you doing?
But you know what? Let's get into the themes of this movie.
Oh, God.
Oh, nothing. What else we got? Well, that's not... You know what, though? I did get a kick out of... Let's talk 94, right? So it has a very good reason to be grainy and like do that and retro and all that. But when they had that segment on the news where they're bringing up the internet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like... Again, this is like small praise, but... At least they're doing something about comparing. She's like, "Well, I'll rely on the phone for now."
can I ask a dumb question?
Yeah.
Of course.
Was like camcorder technology that
no
fucked up in 94?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Because I mean, like,
well, was it that good? Like it was in the fucking the third
see,
segment.
So there was. So yeah. See, that was my thing. Because
digital resolution
during the first one, the Rotma one, I remember thinking like, oh, that's cool. It feels like they actually used an old camcorder with the VHS that you put on your shoulder. But then I was like, wait a second. This is 1994.
Yeah.
And this is a film crew.
Yeah.
This shouldn't be like this shitty looking. But then there was shots, like Rhett said, in the third one
that were very crisp.
Very crisp, very high def, very not 1994. So like,
what's the deal here?
There's no consistency. Is it just, hey, make sure all your things are set in 1994? Or did they put like a, you know, restriction on them where they have to use like a camcorder kind of thing? Like, were all the effects done in post? Like, there was something where the third segment where he like put two battery cables together to create a spark, and that was definitely CG. So there's CG in it.
Yeah, I mean, look, other than it being blurry, what is it about this that is 94? I don't understand.
It's blurry, bro.
It looks
shitty.
It's like VHS 94. Things weren't filmed well.
And they have
it's fucking 94, dude. That's a modern era camera at this point. Like,
it's a veggie masher. There's a veggie masher. It's 94.
It's not. What's that fucking Halloween movie that we watched? The one that's like, it's the same shit where it's like got the commercials in it and
WNUF Halloween special.
It's not this, dude. It's not.
Friend of the show, Brian Assman, is in the sequel to that.
Oh, great. Then fuck that movie.
No, we got to do it. You mean, dude, fuck this movie.
I just.
Dude, where's my fuck?
Right there.
Dude, fuck this fuck.
Fuck this fuck.
I don't know, man. I don't know. All of it, except for most of Timo's segment. It's fucked to me.
I think all of Timo's segment is dope. I loved all of his segment. And like I said, there was little redeeming bits I found in everything. Like the second one in the funeral parlor just felt like really uninspired. And like just the dialogue in it where the guy, like from the guy who wrote The Guest... And there's like a guy who walks into the room and goes, hey, why is this coffin crooked? This isn't how I placed it. And then, oh, I don't know.
Oh,
well, you know, I didn't go near it.
I'm sorry. Did I wake you up on the phone that I called you on? I apologize for it being so late.
I'm at awake, but it's apparently 2 a.m. and I'm working all night at this
point. I am here working at my job where I make money and collect a paycheck from. I apologize for calling you so late. Is there a problem with me?
Things are scary, but now that someone has shown up, it's okay.
What is my purpose?
Oh, this guy was in the paper.
You get the butter. It's like, fuck, man.
God,
like,
damn. You get the butter.
I just don't understand who this fucking movie is for. Is it for brain dead idiots? Maybe.
Probably.
Well, Matt. So, I feel like you're kind of like trying to please everyone here.
I'm not trying to please anybody.
Of course not. Of course not. Well, please.
That's not true, ladies.
Good save.
Yuck. What? Yuck.
Don't be jealous.
Gape gloves.
Yeah. Patreon.com/podcast.
Gape gloves for himself.
Who goes there? Gape gloves.
It's easier to get the bidet up in there with that.
So
butt cheeks get all slippery.
Jorge hates it. I think it's like, come on, dude. Like, are you fucking serious?
I mean,
except for this third segment. But you.
So I would say 1 and 3 I like. Like, one is cheesy and it's dumb and like.
And you love that.
And it's not good. But once they encounter the cult. I'm like, okay.
No, you don't even mean the cult. You mean literally Rotma. And you're like, oh, that does it for me.
The cult part was pretty okay. And there was a very long tracking shot in that scene.
All of a sudden, he gives a fuck.
There was. like, no, so
okay, I'm, if you like that, so, then do yourself a favor and go watch Titane's intro again.
So like when
did you like the tracking shot in Titane?
Was there one? I don't know. That show was so
yeah, the
fun.
One where she's dancing on the car that you hated?
No, I hated
it's
that.
It's all one shot.
That was terrible. Jesus.
You didn't even notice because it was so seamless.
It was terrible because she just danced on a fucking car, though.
But if you have Ratma.
This transitioned because it transitioned from him holding the camera to the camera getting knocked down to the floor to somebody else picking it up.
Who
to the
told
guy
you to say
knees,
this?
Like, nobody. I'm like, this.
But you know who it was, dude? It was goddamn Brian Assman.
No,
I know it.
Assman and Jessup. Did you guys do this?
This is what I noticed as
you
I was
did,
doing it. I was like,
done
oh,
this to
is.
Us.
I was like, this is a tracking shot. That's cool. And there's Ratma. I was thinking about the pieces that had to be moving with Ratma having to hide back in the hole and then come back out. And I'm like, okay, that's cool to do with this fucking shitty camcorder in this sewer.
Bro,
that was the thing I noticed.
It's not no.
And I was like, okay. And then I was just so enthralled with Ratma that I'm like, all right.
But
I'm
they only show Ratma like one time real
I know.
Quick.
No, they show him twice, but it's
not good, dope. Man. It's not good.
I think Ratma's badass. And then the fucking Tito Tejanto, whatever the fuck his name is, his is all good from moment one.
Tito Tejanto.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm not... I think he's right. I think that's
Tito Tejanto.
He makes vodka.
Tito Tejanto's VHS 94 is a masterpiece.
It is a masterclass in cinema.
Oh man. Jesus Christ, Matthew. The tracking shot in fucking Rodma. Take a look at the camera, man.
It's dude. There was a tracking shot, and it was dope.
God damn,
that's just a mistake, man. What the fuck?
Oh yeah. And then the fourth one, I realized today. I'm like, I don't even remember what the fourth one was, and I literally had to like click on the video before we started recording during the break just to refresh what the fourth. I was like, oh yeah, it was the vampire.
The vampire one.
Yeah, which like. If it's that forgettable, like, is it really?
The vampire one where the vampire, like, he doesn't really, like, suck blood. He just, like, wisps off your face.
Also, like, what a bitch-ass vampire. Like, how?
I'm sorry, what?
Like, how did they just keep him in here in this?
Because they kept blasting his head off, homie.
But they only did that to collect the blood. And did they do that all the time?
That's how they were keeping him weak.
Oh, so then they would collect his blood and then he would have to regen. And by the time he regens, they just blow him again. Like, they don't really respect the refractory period.
I wish someone got fucking blown in this movie.
I mean, the vampire got blown regularly.
By the way, why not throw some fucking sexy stuff? At the end, they got these two crazy bitches. And what... Explain to me what a...
So I think they try to make sense of the overarching umbrella story.
Like it's
because,
some anti-Weinstein thing
because
all of a
sudden? Because the way we get into all of the segments is these SWAT team members who are raiding this house thinking it's a drug bust. Every time they come across a TV that's got static on it, they like zoom in on it because what did they say? The signal is the
signal
sickness.
Is corrupted, dude.
It's yeah. They said the signal is the sickness. The signal is the antidote or something like that. And like, so they like, oh, look, here's some static and they zoom in on it and then it becomes a segment. So then at the end, like everybody's dead with the exception of this one fucking cop. And then the two really terrible cop actresses. Like, damn, that Asian girl was cute, but God, was she a bad actress.
I am a police officer in my job of employment.
I will say the thing when we go into the room, police officer, search warrant, and she's like, I'll be the one to announce it, and then everybody else says it.
Have you fellows seen the movie A Clockwork Orange? For we are going to reenact it.
Yeah, so apparently... it wasn't actually a drug bust. It was those two girls who
TV
were
bust, bro.
Who were cops? Question mark or impersonating cops, and they make snuff films, like, you know, the vampire one and, you know, the zombie one. They make all this weird stuff and they sell these videotapes and they're like, or girls in white clothing fucking shit up, which, like, that could definitely be a fetish of mine. Like, girls in all white just beating somebody mercilessly and getting covered in blood. That's dope. Didn't know that girls deadlifting and cheerleading skirts was a fetish of mine until today. And now it's a strong one. That's dope.
What do you think of all that shit he just said?
I don't, dude, I don't understand a goddamn thing he just said. And it disappoints me.
Yeah, that's VHS 94.
Well, while you guys are babbling on about this fucking stupid movie.
About bullshit.
I'm fucking taking videos of you and posting stories from, with quotes, and you're going to really like it. Like, check this out, Jorge.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
Well, see, here's the thing, man, because I do like found footage films. I know. I really do.
Just having fun
and
here.
And so does Matt. I mean, here's the thing. I enjoy the genre. I enjoy the subgenre. We like Grave Encounters, which is a corny piece of shit. Like it understands what it's doing. We have Hell House LLC, which is also pretty fucking dope.
Dude, you should really watch the first Hell House. Like I feel so bad that you jumped in. Did you jump in at 2 or straight to 3?
3.
3.
Lake of Fire or whatever it was.
Oh, dude.
That's one of the fucking shittiest movies I've seen in the last 5 years.
The first one is like a freshly baked loaf of bread and you're cutting into it for the first time. And then
it's
the
like
second
a freshly
one.
Freshly gaped ass.
The second one is like the loaf of bread has been sitting around for a little bit. It starts to get a little bit of mold.
It's a little bit stinky.
And so you put it in the fridge hoping that, you know, you'll be able to enjoy it a little bit in the future.
It's a little stinky.
And then by the third one, like it's just got like 4 different colors of mold on it. It's hard as a rock.
It's
like,
fuck your mother.
Yeah. You know, it's making you call it dad and putting cigarette out on your arm. Like
I keep seeing these stills from the first movie of this clown fuck, you know, and
it's good though.
That boy good.
We'll see. We'll see about that.
You're never going to see it.
I will.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
I might
yes,
actually I watch it tomorrow night.
Yeah, no, this movie sucks. If you like it, I hate you.
I'm
some people don't like fun things.
I'm pretty happy that we did this instead of Lamb.
You like no fun things, Jorge, because you don't. If you don't like VHS 94, that means you like no fun things.
This is true. I do not like fun.
Yeah, Ghostbusters, not fun.
Not fun at all.
Yet.
Like your Shaun of the Dead shit that you like, not fun.
That's a mistake.
Right? If there's anyone here who doesn't like fun, by the way,
it's me.
Exactly. Like you like fun.
I do like fun.
And I like fun.
I like fun.
What did we do last? Like I fucking loved Malignant. I love Psycho Gorman. I liked fucking, what was that trash ass movie from the 80s?
The one that you love?
Street Trash?
Street Trash!
You almost said it.
Yeah!
Trash ass. That's
trash
what
ass.
Trash ass, motherfucker.
Trash ass, that movie's dope.
I watch fucking movies that are not meant to be fucking fun, and they become fun. Like that Jake Gyllenhaal thing that I was talking about. That shit was fucking hilarious. So no, this is not fun to me. This high school fucking production.
That's I think its ultimate sin is that it's not fun.
Who had fun with that second segment?
None. None people.
It's nap time.
It's like when he actually came out of there, I thought it was kind of fun that he was missing half of his head and his tongue was flopping around, but that was 2 seconds of fun.
Too little, too late.
Yeah, too much of not enough.
So if you string together the reveal of Ratma, and then you immediately go to
that guy's floppy
tongue fuck. And then you immediately.
I like where you're going with that.
And then all of part 3.
And then you go to part 3.
And then you show the rabbit exploding.
Then you still have about 100 times more better stuff than the taking of Deborah Logan.
And then, like, why would the vampire.
I got one!
Why would the vampire at the end of the fourth one just, like.
Explode itself?
Yeah.
Because it was done suffering, dude, because of the human condition.
You don't have to suffer anymore, bro. Like, you've gotten free just. Take your wrath out on humans. Have you not seen Castlevania? Did you not learn from Vlad Dracul?
That whole thing was like, they're like, well, you know, we got to get him before the sun goes down. It's like, well, then definitely go into this dark ass building.
Yeah.
You stupid
You should
fuck.
Just do it early and not fuck around.
Just explode the building. Don't be dumb.
Yeah.
Don't be dumb.
Don't be a dumb fuck. That's what you're doing. You dumb fuck. These guys, and I get it. I get it. They're fucking a militia, and they're like, oh, you know what sucks? The left, let's fucking kill everything. We get it. The right is fucking stupid, but like
that's
cartoonishly stupid.
That's the
sometimes.
Thing. That's the thing. The thing is, I don't think that the right is fucking stupid. I just think that this caricature that they're portraying about the right being stupid is ridiculous, and I'm kind of over it.
You just say that because you like guns and you have views.
I do like guns, and I've got certain views, only certain views so, about certain things.
So many views.
I just can't get out with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not like mad at it.
I'm mad.
I'm mad. I'm just kind of like, again, my overall thing is, are you fucking serious? Like for real?
Like for real?
Are you for real serious?
For real? Like fuck.
Fuck, guy.
That movie Mannequin is better than this.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Mannequin 2 is better.
You've never seen Mannequin?
No.
Haven't seen Mannequin
2? Let's do Mannequin for fucking Patreon.
We can build this thing together. Sing you know this that. Song forever. Nothing's gonna stop us now. And if this world runs out of lovers, we'll have each other. Dick. Yeah, that's how it goes.
Nice. Yeah, so, well... I guess I would tell you this.
It's on Shudder.
It's on Shudder and you can see it.
If you're dumb, watch it.
That's mean.
Sorry, I took your bit. Go for it.
No, that's a good bit. I like it.
That's your bit. When I do it, people think I'm serious.
Dick.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be like, if you're on our Discord and you like this movie, go ahead and cancel your subscription.
Just kidding. Don't do that.
Jesus Christ.
This movie sucks, though. Come on. What are you doing?
Gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
What are we watching next week, fucking
next week? Halloween motherfucking Kills comes out this weekend, gentlemen. It's time to switch back over to...
Sad but true.
Modern slasher fare.
Good. I can't wait.
And by the end of the month, Antlers and Last Night in Soho come out in the same weekend, so we'll figure that out.
I'm just, you know.
Edgar Wright, man, come on, bro.
No, I just I'm deflated,
bro.
By this film,
we had to do this instead of Lamb because
I was already deflated.
Imagine Dragons.
This motherfucker was livid. This guy is fucking over here.
Brett, why did you do this?
Like, I didn't do it, man. I didn't make
Titanic. I was like, why are we doing this French art house bullshit?
The filmmakers made Titanic.
French art house fucking awesome is what you mean.
All right, idiots. Well, that's the Who Goes There podcast for episode 328. We hope you've enjoyed your time with us this evening, this morning, drive on your way to work.
And don't forget to go pick up your gape gloves at patreon.com/whogoesthere podcast.
We really need to do those.
Who Goes There? Their gloves.
It just says who goes there on the fingers.
It's all who goes there with the wide ass. Who goes there?
Never mind. All right, we'll see you next week. Fuck.
Bye.
Bye, Sophia.
Bye, Sophia. Bye.
Can you blow me where the Pampers are?
blow me where the Pampers could be?
It might be.
I'm not gonna worry, wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.